This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. National Assembly lawmakers draw government's attention towards repeated suicidal cases of Nepali students at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Odisha of India. Proposed to stop sending Nepali students to the institute. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Center chair the hall discuss contemporary issues including transitional justice. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against the then medical superintendent of Narayani Hospital Sanjay Kumar Thakur and 9 others in special court. And 8 men including 7 Iranian nationals arrested in 2 separate counter-terrorism police investigations in England. Now the news in detail. Members of the National Assembly have called for a halt to sending Nepali students to the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, in Odisha of India. They proposed denying non-objection certificates, NOCs, to any student seeking enrollment at the institute. During an emergency session of the upper house, lawmakers expressed grave concern over the safety of Nepali students at KIIT, following the recent death of a Nepali student under suspicious circumstances, the second such incident in recent months. They also called on the government to ensure a thorough investigation into the death of another female Nepali student and to provide justice to her family. A 20-year-old Nepali student, Prisha Shah from Sarlahi district, allegedly committed suicide at KIIT on Thursday, the 1st of May. Earlier, on the 16th of February, 20-year-old Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal from Rupandahi also died at the same institute from the alleged suicide. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting today. Discussions on transitional justice and contemporary issues were held at the meeting that took place at the Prime Minister's office in Simhadarbar. The meeting was attended by the Prime Minister's Human Rights Advisor Agni Kharel and Maoist Center leader Barsaman Pun. Representatives of various organizations of conflict victims have submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calling for making the process of recommending office bearers of the 2 commissions related to transitional justice credible and transparent. In a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar today, representatives including conflict survivor Devi Kharka expressed concern over the recommendation committee carrying out its work without consulting them. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli urged the organizations concerned not to distrust the incumbent government as he has been candidly putting forth his views in support of peace since the conflict. The government has decided to appoint former Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari as the member of the Governor Recommendation Committee mandated to recommend and appoint suitable candidate to lead the Nepal Rashtriya Bank. While unveiling the decisions made by the recent cabinet meeting, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung said Adhikari has been appointed in place of former member of the committee Vijayanath Bhattrai, also former governor, who had tendered his resignation. Likewise, Communication Minister Gurung said the 9-point agreement recently inked between the government and the Nepal Teachers Federation would be implemented. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against the then medical superintendent of Narayani Hospital, Sanjay Kumar Thakur, and 9 others in a special court today. The corruption charge has been filed alleging that more than 18.4 million rupees was embezzled in the construction of the emergency room building of Narayani Hospital of Birganj. Minister of State for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kham Bahadur Garbuja has assumed his office at the ministry after taking oath of office from Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at Simhadarbar today. President Ramchandra Pardal had appointed Garbhuja as the Minister of State on the 30th of April on the recommendation of Prime Minister Oli. Garbhuja was elected to the House of Representatives from Meghdi. Adverse weather caused by rain disrupted today's flight schedule at Trivandrum International Airport TIA. Low visibility affected not only TIA but also several other airports across the country. According to TIA spokesperson Rinji Sherpa, both domestic and international flight operations remained affected today and could not proceed as scheduled. Several flights, including international services, had to be diverted due to in-route weather disturbances this morning. The Kathmandu Valley experienced light rainfall since early morning. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ek saath.
Gharma TV hernus, ya internet chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ek saath.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya chadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Amrit Bahadur Rai, has said the upcoming Sagarmatha Sambad will serve as a platform to draw global attention to the climate crisis faced by mountainous communities. Speaking at a pre-Sagarmatha Sambad event organized today by the People's Forum in Lalitpur, Secretary Rai said that the growing climate crisis poses a severe threat to human civilization in mountainous regions. Nepal will host the Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder dialogue from the 16th to the 18th of May in Kathmandu. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. 8 men, including 7 Iranian nationals, have been arrested in 2 separate counter-terrorism police investigations in England. According to the BBC, the Metropolitan Police said 5 were arrested at various locations around England on Saturday as part of a pre-planned investigation into a plot to target a specific premises. 4 of those who 2 aged 29, one aged 40 and another aged 46 are Iranian nationals. Police said the nationality and age of the 5th was still being established. All 5 were arrested on suspicion of preparation of an act of terrorism. The men were arrested in Swindon, West London, Stockport, Rochdale and Manchester and remain in police custody. Police said the investigation relates to a suspected plot to target a specific premises. U.S. President Donald Trump is due to meet the heads of state of 6 Gulf countries while on a visit to Riyadh later this month. The AFP news agency cited its anonymous source as saying Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates from May 13 to 16 will be the first foreign trip of his second term, other than a brief visit to Rome for the funeral of Pope Francis, referring to an alliance comprising Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait and Oman. Trump will meet the leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, in Riyadh, the source said. The goal of the meeting is to reinforce political and economic cooperation, the source said, requesting anonymity because they were not authorized to speak to the media. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudupashchim provinces and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. A few places of the high mountainous region of the country might experience light rainfall and snowfall. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly lawmakers draw government's attention towards repeated suicidal cases of Nepali students at Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology in Odisha of India. Proposed to stop sending Nepali students to the institute. Prime Minister Oli and CPN Maoist Center Chair Dahal discuss contemporary issues including transitional justice. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against the then medical superintendent of Narayani Hospital Sanjay Kumar Thakur and 9 others in special court, and 8 men including 7 Iranian nationals arrested in 2 separate counter-terrorism police investigations in England. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.